Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.
And away we go. Hey, everybody, it's Jeremy Osterberger with BIC Magazine. Today, we are talking to Dave Andrew, Vice President, New Market Development for ExxonMobil Chemical Company. ExxonMobil recently announced that it will build its first large-scale plastic waste advanced recycling facility in Baytown, Texas. Welcome, Dave, and we appreciate you giving BIC Magazine some time.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. I'm very happy to be here.
So, Dave, I understand that currently there is a smaller temporary facility already operational and producing commercial volumes of high-quality feedstock using Exxon's proprietary recycling technology. You know, let's talk about that trial. Can you give us a little bit of some details about where that is and maybe how does that technology work for converting plastic waste into raw materials?
Sure, I'd love to. I'm pretty excited about this. Let me start off by talking a little bit about the technology and what we're doing. So what we're doing is we're taking plastic waste and we're converting it to raw materials, to the basic chemical building blocks that can be used then to produce new plastics. So it takes it right back to those chemical building blocks. And that's really advantageous because it takes out the contaminants and it essentially restores the raw materials back up to a almost the quality of a brand new plastic. So that's the technology in summary what we're doing. We have run about 1,000 tons of plastic into our facility as of the summer. The trial is working well. And we are converting plastic waste from around the Houston area into those raw materials. Later this year, we're going to actually start marketing what we would call certified circular polymers from that trial. And we'll be marketing those as new products in the market to our customers.
So Dave, real quick, that feedstock for the plant, where are those Houston-based recycled products? Where are they coming from?
So we're running the trial has been running at our Baytown facility here in Texas. The plastic waste that we've been running into that trial come from a number of different sources in the Texas area. Mixed plastic, plastic that would have been difficult to recycle through, let's say, conventional ways. So this provides an opportunity to upgrade those, let's say, low quality plastic waste that wouldn't have been recycled in the base case into new plastic through our advanced recycling process.
Neat, Dave. So are there plans to market the trial product? And if so, you know, who has the need for those types of products? Really, that applies even to the final facility once scaled up and built.
Yeah, we are going to, we are talking to a number of our customers today, our direct customers. We've been talking to a number of the brand owners. There's a strong demand, as you know, for recycled products, these certified circular products that we're going to produce. So we will start marketing the production from the trial. We're going to continue running the trial through next year and producing more material. And then towards the end of next year, we will have our permanent facility in place, which will give us a capacity of 30,000 tons per year of capacity to process plastic waste into the raw materials that are used to make plastic products.
Cool, Dave. So moving past the trial and on to full scale production, you know, at the facility, you know, what is the anticipated groundbreaking date of the new advanced recycling facility?
But right now we're targeting fourth quarter of next year to have that facility up and running and producing product. But as I said, between now and then, we'll continue to operate the trial and continue to produce smaller quantities of product for the customers that we're starting to work with and bring online.
Dave, is the facility, I guess, entirely brand new? Is it ground up? Are there some units that were converted?
Yeah, it's in fact one of the advantages of the process that we're using here is we're taking advantage of some existing facilities that we already have at our integrated site. That's beneficial from a cost and an efficiency perspective, but it's also beneficial from a sustainability perspective as well, because of course we don't have to put all of the effort into brand new construction of new facilities. So we're trying to be efficient, utilize those existing facilities where we can. There will be some new facilities that we put in order to bring in the plastic. Of course, as you can imagine, we're used to bringing in a lot of liquid products, gas products into our facility. But bringing in, mixed plastic waste, that's a completely new feedstock. So we do have some new equipment on the front end to be able to handle that new feedstock.
Yeah, and also some new units are also going to be installed. Is that correct?
Yes. So there'll be some new units predominantly to get the plastic into the right form so that we can get it into some of our existing processing assets to convert it into those raw materials.
Oh, wow. And at the end, once this is all built, what is the anticipated volume?
So as I was saying, for that one site, it's Baytown, when we started up, 30,000 tons per year of capacity. So that's how much plastic waste will come in to the front end. But we've got the capability to go significantly above that. So if the plastic waste feed is available in the market, if the policies are right to support it and the customer demand is there, we can scale that up beyond the 30,000 tons for that first initial startup.
Yeah, that feed demand is interesting. I've done a few interviews with refineries that are converting, crude feed to maybe waste oil feed or soybean, and they keep saying the same thing. It's about, hey, can we get that feedstock volume, right?
it's an interesting point, and it's difficult to explain to folks because there's this perception that there's plastic waste everywhere and we need to recycle it. The challenge that we have as a society is there's a lot of plastic waste in the garbage can, but there isn't a lot of plastic waste in the recycling bin that we can take into these facilities. So in order to be successful, I would say quite frankly, as an industry, we need to have more and better access to that plastic waste, which means working upstream into that supply chain all the way to the consumers. So the consumers are putting plastic into the right receptacles so it can go down that supply chain and end up in a recycling process. Feedstock availability is a big challenge. And we, in our case, we think it is the rate determining step of how quickly we can scale up here.
Yeah, interesting, Dave. That idea of other stakeholders that have to be a part of this process continues to be a theme as well. And not all plastics are the same, right?
Well, and I think exactly. One of the advantages of bringing in a new technology like this is it provides an incentive up that supply chain to collect more plastic. As it stands today, that pull is not there, right? Because a lot of the plastics that are collected today are multi-material. Films are difficult to handle in the existing systems. Contamination is a problem. And so by putting in a new technology to do the recycling at the end of the value chain, it allows people to collect a wider range of plastics. So as opposed to making that choice like we do every day at the house, do I put it in the garbage can or do I put it in the blue bin? Well, if there's an ability to convert that stuff down the value chain, you can put more into that blue bin. And so That's what we want to do. We want to help incentivize that value chain so more can be collected, so we can gather more plastic waste, divert it from landfills, divert it from incineration, and pull it into these new advanced recycling facilities.
No, that's great, Dave. Thank you for covering that. So who are some of your primary partners, maybe on engineering, procurement, construction services through this process?
So as you can imagine, we've got a range of engineering companies that have been working with us to help design the facility. A lot of our traditional partners that we work with in other projects. That work started a bit mid this year to start doing the detailed engineering work. We passed our investment decision timing in September, and now we're working with the typical EPC type companies to build out the plant.
And Dave, is there any information you can give me on like about how much manpower may be required to actually, build the facility?
Yeah, so this first facility is quite modest relative to, other major petrochemical investments, but it's still about 50 people have been involved in the trial phase and making sure everything's working and then getting the supply chain developed. And as we move into the construction phase, of course, we'll add in construction contractors and additional people to actually do the build.
Okay. And Dave, what I read in the press release a few weeks ago is that Exxon Mobil Chemical is assessing, maybe some other sites, including some along the Gulf Coast. Can you share a few of the areas that the company, may be considering in the future that makes sense for possible expansion of this division of the company, really?
Yeah, this is actually the exciting part for me. That's being part of this is that it's not just one site, one location, one country. We have developed plans to launch this technology in multiple sites, and so our ambition is to get to 500,000 tons per year of waste plastic recycled by 2026. So to go more than tenfold as first site over the next five or so years. We'll be doing that in the Gulf Coast. So we start off at Baytown. There's opportunities at other Gulf Coast sites or integrated sites. We're looking at Europe. We've also got a project underway right now in France with another third party. That project will be started up in 2023. And we're also looking at sites in Asia, such as Singapore, to deploy the technology as well. So we've got as a global manufacturer with a global customer base, we want to address this global problem of plastic waste. And we're looking to scale up that activity as quickly as we can.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. So can you give us some insight into the company's commitment to sustainability and lowering carbon intensity, maybe even outside of Baytown, Dave? Kind of a more broad brush question of where we're seeing Exxon head here.
Yeah, so over the next 6 years, I think you saw recently that we announced that ExxonMobil plans to invest more than $15 billion on initiatives to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. That's a pretty significant investment. It'll be focused on a number of our operating facilities. We're on track to meet our 2025 emissions intensity targets that we published a little while ago. As you know, we're heavily involved in helping to reduce methane emissions from operations and actively working with agencies on that front. We've also, as you probably have seen, are very excited about our carbon capture plans for the Houston hub, and looking at upwards of $100 billion investments that will be required to capture carbon in the Houston area, taking carbon down the ship canal and putting it into sequestration offshore. That's a mega project will require collaboration through a number of parties. But we're looking to move that along as quickly as we can. Very excited about the opportunities that our new business unit, which is called Low Carbon Solutions, are starting to develop. Strong portfolio of opportunities. I mentioned a few of the ones that we're actively working and that are in the public domain, but there's more coming.
Hey, Dave, look, I know your time is limited, and we're just so thankful for you jumping on with this. I had a good time talking to you and learning a little bit more about what's going on in Baytown. And really, the low carbon division is really exciting. So, if there's ever ribbon cutting from the new site in Baytown, we'd love to be there. So, let us know if that happens. So.
We'll absolutely have you over in late next year. We'd love to have you there. We're pretty excited about this plastic recycling. As you can imagine, it's stirred up a lot of passion with our employees. And so there's a lot of excitement about what's going on at Baytown these days.
And Dave, if you want to come back on once you're operational and everything's going well, you're welcome anytime.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Jeremy. It's been a pleasure.
You too, man. Had a great time. So if you're interested in following the progress of the project, visit ExxonMobilChemical.com. Hey, as always, we're most grateful to our audience. Please like and share this recording with colleagues. And for more industry news, videos, webinars, and podcasts, visit BICMagazine.com. Remember, everybody, it's what we do together that counts.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to BICMagazine.com for industry news and resources. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICAlliance.com for more information.